Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm your days is on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more than some time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause they're calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. The thing on suffering and make it alright. Only do it. Wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. I guess you will. Anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it. He said he would.
So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me to repent. He's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody's hurting.
I need a wish for Lord. Save me from my weaknesses.
Cause they're always on time.
Come and get your breakthrough. Cause I'm gonna get mine.
Only do it. He said he would.
Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Only do it.
I guess he will.
Anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie.
The greatest victory of my life.
Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time.
God on tonight. Hallelujah. Won't he do it like he said he would? Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in tonight, everybody who has tuned in tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ, uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. And on behalf of myself and First Lady Prevost, we welcome out to the program on tonight. Hallelujah. And tonight we will be, hallelujah, doing a rebroadcast, so to speak. Hallelujah. We're going to take a trip, hallelujah, back in the time, so to speak. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'll pass the mic to First Lady, and she's going to give you a little bit for more details on tonight's message. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the recording is from something Bible study I did like a couple of years ago, preferably in 2014. You know, I've been having it on my phone for some time, so I thought it would be insightful, enlightening, and an encouragement, a time to renew your strength, you know, and continuing on with, you know, change with a changed mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So the message is coming out of, the lesson is coming out of the book of Luke. The book of Luke is beginning at Luke chapter 21, and we're going to Luke chapter 22 in full. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I hope you enjoy. I hope you are encouraged something out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, all glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And immediately following the message, praise God, we will be opening up the line for testimonies and prayer requests and comments upon the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you will, get your Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 22. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come through. Humbling, you don't know how to say thank you. Lord, thank you for leading us and guiding us as you see fit, Lord. Lord, thank you for leading us to your Son, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son for dying for our sins, Lord. And we did not deserve this, Lord. But thank you because you were so good. You were so worthy that you were so good. Because you were so good, you came down here and saved us, Lord. You gave us an opportunity to get in the house. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Even when we strayed away from you, even when we forgot about you, even when we just used it for material things, Lord. Oh, God, even when we used your name in vain, Lord, you still came down here and died for our sins, Lord. Thank you for being so good, Lord. Thank you for being you, Lord. Thank God, shut up. Oh, Lord, you are so good. Thank you, 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 thank you. It's only because you were so good. Nothing that we did. Nothing that we did. It's not our work. It's not because we did so good and we were so good, Lord. It's because you were good. And I thank you. I thank you. And I love you, Lord. Lord, I shout out all of that shit. You got to do this now. You got to think about us. You got to do this. I rebuke any unclean and evil spirits. They were just going to try to hinder your people from getting out this world, which you meant for them to get out this world. Lord, I shall rebuke them in the name of Jesus. So they have no power over this line. Lord, I shall over us. They have no power over us. We have the power. You are in control, Lord. Use us. And God, use us as you see fit. Take control. Let us sit down and let you stand up and you just have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I'm saying, we're coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 22. And I think we're picking up at verse 47. We're going to finish chapter 22 off from 47, from chapter 22, verses 47 through 71. Before we go there, I want to recap on what we learned yesterday. Just a quick recap on what we learned yesterday. We learned about from 24 to 26. It talks about an argument over who was to be greatest. And we found that the one who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven will be the one who is like a child. These are people who are humble. People who are least in the earth are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So don't strive to be great down here, because you are already great in the kingdom of heaven. Greatness does not rely on being great. You don't rely on a title to make you great. You don't rely on people to make you great. You don't rely on your surroundings to make you great. Because you have God, it's because you have God that you are great in the kingdom of heaven. It's not a title. It's because God says you are a child of God, and it's because of him that you are great. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to skip down to verses 31 through 34. And we learned about the disciples will be tested. We as disciples will be tested. We as disciples will be tested. Here Jesus warning the disciples, and that tells me that we will be warned of oncoming danger before it gets to us. We will be warned about it. God loves us so much that he warns us about danger before it gets to us. So that's why we should have our minds set on God at all times. So when incoming danger is coming, God can warn you and you will see it. And how do we prepare for this test? We pray. When we're fit to be tested, we have to pray for strength so we won't fall into the temptation, which is the test. We have to pray for strength. We can't get our mind, we can't migrate our minds. Let our minds wander off from God. Because if we let it wander off from God, because we are tired and we feel like we can't do it no more, that's when you fall into temptation. That's God calls that going to sleep, and that's what the disciples were doing. They were sleeping. And so when we get our mind off Jesus. We have went to sleep. We are not awake. Because if we was awake, our eyes would have been on God. That's how we know when we're awake. That's how God knows when we're awake. Because our eyes are on him. We are alert. We are on it. But when we take our eyes off the word, we are asleep. So it's important for us to stay up. Stay in the word of God. And pray. So we will not fall into temptation. Amen, amen. Let's move right along. We all learned about money bags, traveling bags, and swords. And that goes from verses 35 through 38. And this, in this particular section, it talks about it said, Jesus, I'm just going to read little pieces, verse 35, chapter 22. And it reads, Jesus asked his disciples, when I sent you out without a money bag or a traveling bag or sandals, did you need anything? No, they asked. This right here, God is telling us, we learned in this section that we don't need those things. You know, after walking with God and not having the money bags, traveling bags, or swords, not having money in our pockets and clothes on our backs and no knives, no guns, we didn't need all that to stay safe. We ain't need that to survive. We didn't need those things to survive. And he's saying, as you go, now that you got the point that you don't need the stuff that you need to get along in life, to get ahead in life, he said, go on with the same mindset when you do get the house, when you do get the car, when you do get the money, when you do get the clothes. Go ahead in life with the same mindset that you really don't need this stuff. So when this stuff comes and goes, you will know, your mind, you will not be relying on this stuff to keep you going. You will keep going because you know that you don't need that stuff. You know all you need is God for your journey. So as you go ahead, when God gets you prepared for the destiny or the destination he has prepared for you, as you go to that destination, as you preparing, when you step into your destiny, go in now with a new mindset that I don't need to rely on these things to get me ahead in life. These things that I have don't make me. These people around me does not make me. Go into the new season since we are going into a new season, going into a new season with a changed mind of I don't need the material things to get ahead in life. Because as long as I got God, I have everything I need. Amen, amen, amen. Moving right along. This is on a section of praying. Praying. And it goes from verse 39 through 46. And this is on the subject of praying. And it says, Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, as he often did, and his disciples went with him. When they got there, he told them, pray that you won't be tested. This is the part what I was talking about. I had kind of skipped ahead, but I talked about this when it said the disciples will be tested. That the disciples will be tested. I talked about that up there, but that's the same thing. You know, pray so you won't be tested. This is again, once again, the disciples were being tested, but this is at the point that they were being tested and they were asleep, and God warned them, pray. He was already praying for them that they had to wake up, be alert, be on alert, that danger is near. Danger is near. So that's just telling us we have to constantly be in prayer, constantly be alert of what's going on. Yeah. Keep your focus on God. Pray for strength. If you feel like you can't get through something, pray. It's not the time to say forget it. It's not the time to slack off on the word. It's not the time. Pray. Call somebody. Talk to them. Have them pray with you. Pray. Prayer is important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And look what happened. Jesus was telling them to pray. But because it's important to pray, but right here in this section, they had went to sleep. So the result of you going to sleep and you not being alert and not praying, you fall into that temptation. Here is Peter. He fell into the temptation because it says that when Judas and the soldiers came up to arrest Jesus, it said Peter picked up his sword and sliced off the soldier's ear. He fell into temptation because he wasn't supposed to cut the soldier's ear off, you know, which led into another temptation of him denying Jesus three times. Then you had Judas. He was asleep. Judas was asleep. He was with the priest, but he was asleep, which led him to go betray Jesus. So we have to stay alert, stay awake, pray at all times, especially when we feel like we're at a point that we're weak and we can't get through. And we had enough. We have to stay awake. Call somebody, talk to somebody, have them pray with you, pray. Moving right along, and this brings us to the lesson we have today, which is verse 47. We're going to start at verses 47 and 43. And the title of this section is Jesus is Arrested. And it reads, while Jesus was still speaking, a crowd came up. It was led by Judas, one of the 12 apostles. He went over to Jesus and greeted him with a kiss. Jesus asked Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' disciples saw what was about to happen, they asked, Lord, should we attack them with a sword? One of the disciples even struck at the high priest's servant with his sword and cut off the servant's right ear. Enough of that, Jesus said. Then he touched the servant's ear and healed it. Jesus spoke to the chief priests, the temple police, and the leaders who had come to arrest him. He said, "Why do you come out with swords and clubs and treat me like I'm a criminal? I was with you every day in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But this is your time, and darkness is in control." Amen, amen. That was our contemporary version of Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 53. We actually did that one yesterday, too, so. But I'm explaining that one once again. But I also want to read it out of the International. This is what it is, yeah. The New International Version. Which I'm taking. And it reads, while he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Judas to kiss him. But Jesus answered him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" One of them struck in the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come before him, "I am leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs. Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness rages." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard had sat down together, and Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him sitting there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to live a little bit over that section, but praise the Lord, really stopped at 53. But let's backtrack. This section is talking about soldiers have now came, and it's time for Jesus. It's time for them to arrest Jesus, and it's time for them to send him to a cross. But the thing is, Jesus was—he wasn't tripping at this point. People think Jesus was tripping, because he was saying, "Why are you treating me like a criminal?" You know, they thought he was tripping on them, like really asking them questions. But he was really being sarcastic. Really, he was really saying that. The only reason that you are able to arrest me right now is because it's time for you to arrest me. Darkness is in control of them, but nothing happens.
It's a chilly downstairs.
Okay, nothing happens without God. Nothing happens without God. That's what he was telling us. You are only able to do what you are doing because God is. This is in God's timing. It was other times in the Bible that they tried to kill Jesus. But every time they tried to plot to kill him, they couldn't kill him at that time because it was not time. But at this moment right now, because it is time for him to be crucified, they are able to arrest him. And it's just like in our lives. No matter what people try to do, people will talk about you, people will try to kill you, people will try to destroy your character, people will try to put a bad name on you. But no matter what they do, nothing can happen Nothing can stop what God has planned for you. They can try to kill you, but it won't prosper. You know, they can try to slander your name to people, but it was not. It would not prosper. The weapon was formed. That's what the Bible say. It say no weapon formed against you will prosper. It ain't say it wouldn't form. The weapon will form. It'll look like, you know, they can, like, somebody can have a gun. They can have it in their back pocket. They can pull out the gun, load it, you know, pull the trigger back, but it won't prosper. It's going to form, but whatever they have planned, it won't prosper. They have plans for people to dislike you. They have plans to take your position. They have plans to sabotage your destiny, you getting a job or whatever it may be. They have plans to do that, but their plans won't prosper unless it's in God's will. Unless it's in the will of God, it will not prosper. You know, that's why we should walk and not be afraid. We should walk and not be afraid. I had to learn that myself. I must confess. You know, I walked in fear a lot, scared of what might happen, what's going to happen. Not knowing what's going to happen leaves you in fear, to walk in fear. You know, God ain't give us a spirit of fear. You know, he said he will be with us. He said, just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. Just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. You know, nothing happens without his permission. So we should walk around in fear and scared of what might happen. We shouldn't walk around in fear. Because God has the last say so. Amen and amen. In all things, let God's will be done at the end of the day. It's not as we will. It's not as I will. It's not our will. But we need to let God's will be done. Because either way, it's going to be done. God's will is going to be done. Praise the Lord. It probably takes some time for some people, but it will be done. His will be done. You might rebel at the moment, but his will be done. Because every, at the end, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow before they leave this earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's move right along. To section, this name of this section is called Peter Says He Doesn't Know Jesus. And it goes from verses 54 through 65. And it reads, Jesus was arrested and led away to the house of the high priest. While Peter followed at a distance, some people built a fire in the middle of the courtyard and went sitting around it. Peter sat there with them, and a servant girl saw him. Then after she had looked at him carefully, she said, this man was with Jesus. Peter said, woman, I don't even know that man. A little later, someone else saw Peter and said, you are one of them. No, I'm not, Peter said. Peter replied. About an hour later, another man insisted. This man must have been with Jesus. They both come from Galilee. Peter replied, I don't know what you are talking about. Right then, while Peter was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered that the Lord had said before a rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will say three times that you don't know me. Then Peter went out and cried hard. The men who were guarding Jesus made fun of him and beat him. They put a blindfold on him and said, tell us who struck you. They kept on insulting Jesus in many other ways. Praise the Lord. And this section again says, Peter says he doesn't know Jesus. see in this section a little bit of the head. Jesus was telling Peter that he was praying for strength in his faith. But when he comes back, when his faith strengthens, go back and get the other and encourage them in there, and they faith. But Peter was in denial and was like, Lord, I'm ready to die with you. I'm ready to do whatever you've got to go through. I'm ready to go through it with you too. Speaking without knowing, without even knowing. You know, he was speaking without even knowing what he was going to do at the time that it was to happen. So Jesus had told him that he was going to deny him three times before the rooster crow. And this is at the time, this is that time in this section that Jesus prophecy comes true. What he told Peter comes true. At that time, when it was time for it was all brought down to, and I was out, it was time for Peter to die. Jesus to die. Peter had denied even knowing him. He denied him not once, not twice, but three times. He denied knowing Jesus. What he was boasting about and what he was all crunked up about wasn't all what it all was cranked up to be. At the end. This tells me, don't say what you're going to do. Don't say what you're going to do, because you don't know what you're going to do until you are in that situation. We have that bad. We'll be like, if it was me in that situation, I would have did this. Boy, I ain't like them. A girl, I ain't like them. I would never do that. I mean... I don't even curse out or whatever, but you know, I wouldn't take it that far to run you over, you know, or put you in jail. You know, we say stuff like that without even knowing what we would do in those type of situations. We always say what we would have did or what we was going to do or what we wouldn't do what the next person do. But when we get in those situations, the total opposite happens. You know, you claimed if it was me in that situation where somebody had a gun in my face, then I would have beat they butt. But when you get in that situation, you cry like a baby, telling them, please don't shoot. You know, you claim when you was in a situation, if I get in a relationship and I get a good man, shoot, I'm gonna get him the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get him the world. I don't care. You know, if he, you know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes. If he make a mistake, you know what I'm saying? I'm waving off because I ain't on perfect. But you get in that situation, and when he does do something, you find out it ain't so easy to forgive a person. It ain't so easy to forgive them right away. It's some heartbreak that come into play. It's some heartbreak. That's why we shouldn't be quick to judge the next person. Because it was like, girl, she took that too far. She ain't have to run him over. She ain't have to burn up his house and his clothes. When you got in that situation, you seen exactly how she felt. You seen how she felt when he cheated on her. You seen how he felt when she cheated on him and he cheated on her. You seen how that. Now when you get in that situation, you be like you want to burn up some clothes. You probably don't do it, but you get in that situation. You want to beat them down. You kind of want to run them over with the car. You might want to beat them with a 2x4. You know. You never know. You can't say what you're going to do without even knowing if you even know what you're going to do. You don't know what you're capable of. You don't know how it feels to be in that situation to say that you are not going what you're going to do. So don't never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, because you have no idea what you're going to do or what you're not going to do until you get in that situation. Because it's easy for us to say what we going to do and what we not going to do. It's easy to say. No doubt about that. You know, our lips just run. We just run. Lips can say anything. But when it comes to getting that situation and taking action, the action speaks louder than what you said. Everything changed. So don't never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do because you don't know. God knows what you're going to do. While you sitting up there saying, oh, girl, I'm your real friend. I ain't going to be like your other friend talking behind your back. And I ain't going to do all that. Don't do that because you don't even know why you're saying that about the other person. I ain't going to be like her. But you don't even know the reason why she doing it. You don't know the whole story. You don't even know the whole story and talking about what you're not going to do. When you get in that situation, you're going to find out that she was telling all your business, sleeping with your man and all that. And then you will see why old girl did what she did. Why she ain't her friend no more. Then you get the big picture. So don't never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Praise the Lord. On to the next section. Oh, before we move on, it's carrying on in this next session because when Peter denied Jesus, it ain't making no better for Jesus. He took on everything by himself. Every time we sin, he took a flash. He took some insults. You know, every time we sin, every time, you know, go against what he told us, he got whipped. He got whipped every time we did something. I had to point that out. He got beat, talked about every time we did something. Praise the Lord. Moving right along. The next section says, Jesus is questioned by the council, and it reads, at daybreak, the nation's leaders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law of Moses got together and brought Jesus before their council. They said, tell us, are you the Messiah? Jesus replied, if I said so, you won't believe me. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right side of God, all-powerful. Then they asked, are you the Son of God? Jesus answered, you say I am. They replied, why do you need more witnesses? He said it himself. God says, why do you need more witnesses? Did it himself. Praise the Lord. This section is titled, Jesus is questioned by the councils. Here's Jesus being questioned by the nation's leaders and the chief priests. The nation's leaders, which are the people in the world, you know, the different nations and the leaders of those nations. You got the United States, you got the United Kingdom, you got, you know, all the different nations. And not just different nations as in countries, you know, nations, but you have different nations of people. You have different nations of people in here. But he was talking, these are the leaders of those nations, of those people who was asking these questions. No, if you want to get the whole word of nation, really nationality, which is a group of people, different nations. And then you had the chief priest, who was like the chief priest was like the pope, like we got a pope today, like that's like the pope. And then you had the teachers of the law. Teachers of the law of Moses, the religious folk, And they was asking him, was he the Messiah? They wanted to know, was he the Messiah? Who was he? They wanted to know who he was, because Jesus, at this time, Jesus had and worked all kinds of miracles. He was healing everybody. People was bringing all their money to Jesus, you know, because he had been so, you know, Jesus, you know, if you didn't know, now you find out that Jesus is God wrapped in flesh. He is the Almighty God wrapped in human flesh. You know, and some people, when he came, some people recognized who he was because God revealed it to them. And, you know, here he is brought before the leaders of the nations, of the church, you know, and the religious folk. He brought before all the leaders. And they want to know who he is because everybody following him. Now they losing money. Now they losing people. Now they can't use nobody because Jesus has healed these people. These people ain't blind no more. They're aware that what's going on. And they want to know, who was this man? Who is this man that's healing people? Who is this man that's opening people's eyes? Who is this man? They want to know. Because this man is taking all our money. This man is taking all our slaves. This man is taking all the fame, all the attention. Who is this man? They want to know. You know. Even though they know they finna kill him, they want to know who he is. They want to know, why is he got dealings with sinners? Why is he dealing with dirty folk? What people would call today dirty folk. With the drug addicts. What's his dealing with the prostitutes and the pimps? And the hoes and whoremongers. What's his dealing with those people? Why he hang around them people? Why he healing them people? Why he ain't around us rich folk, religious folk? So much perfect folk, us Hollywood stars. Why he ain't up there with us? Why he ain't up there with us people in the White House? We are the greatest in the world. We are the rich people. We are royalty. Why you not up there with us? That's what they want to know. They want to know, why are these people coming to you? Are you God? Are you the Messiah? Who are you? That's what they want to know. And that's what is going to happen. That's what happens. It happens today with people who turn their life over to God and let the Lord use them, use their life, use everything they have in their life, you know, and they help people. When people come to them for advice, people are, hey, you ain't even got to ask for the money. People are just giving them money, giving them things, you know. And they don't come to who they going like, who are you? Hey there, Jesus, ain't you the son of David? Ain't you the same one that used to be out there hoeing? Ain't you the same one that used to be out there pimping? Ain't you that same one that used to be out there on crack? Ain't you that same one that used to be on that shine? Matter of fact, ain't you that same one that used to sleep under the bridge for like 28, 30 years? You know? They're going to be like, who are you? Who are you? Because you're gonna look so different. You're going to appear so different. You ain't going to be that same. You ain't going to be out on the block, walking the block, selling your behind like you used to do. You ain't going to be out there selling those drugs like you used to. So they're going to be like, who are you to try to tell me something? They're going to try to remind you who you used to be. They're going to try to remind you of who you used to be. And you know what? And you don't owe them no explanation. You don't owe them no explanation because God knows who you are. God knows what you've done. God is the one who forgave you. God is the one that healed you. the word of God is going to speak for itself. You don't have to say nothing. All you got to do is walk and live. Every time he did a hit, most of the time Jesus did a hit, he healed somebody. He ain't say go tell him. He said go walk. Go live it. Go on. Go show them what I did. Show is walking it out. You see it in your action. See it in your lifestyle. You ain't got to tell them, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a preacher. I'm a bishop. You ain't got to say that. People will clearly see in your life who you are by your character, what you stand for, your morals, what you ain't going to take, what you allow, what you don't allow. You don't got to say, you don't got to prove nothing. You ain't got to prove a thing. You ain't got to prove a thing. And what else is saying in the Bible? It say that don't worry about when you come to these points when people ask you questions. Don't worry about what you will say. Don't worry about what you will say, because God is going to speak for you at that time. God is going to speak for you. So don't worry your little head, don't worry your mind, because when you do speak, it's going to be God that's speaking. And as you can see, when they was asking questions, half of them he ain't even answer. He said what the Father wanted him to say. He ain't speak. When they wanted him to speak, he spoke when the Father spoke. Hello. So that's what we going to do. We ain't going to worry about what people got to say. We ain't going to worry about what we going to say when they ask us. We ain't got to worry about none of that. Because God going to speak for you. The word going to speak for itself. Who is the word? God is the word. How we know God is the word? Because it say in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word became flesh and walked among us. Who was the word that walked among us? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? God walked in flesh. He's going to speak for you. The great I am, the one that sits high above the thrones, the one who can forgive whomever he wants, when he wants, the one that has made you a son and you a daughter. Is the one who is going to be speaking. The Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one who's going to be speaking for you. So don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't try to defend yourself. Don't try to prove nothing. Just know that you are who God says you are. If God says you're a son, you're a son. If God says you're a daughter, well, that's who you are. If God says he forgave you, he forgave you. You ain't got nothing to prove. Just be. That's what God says. Just be. Just be. Because it's not by works that we are who we are. It's not because we're so good. It's not because we're so talented. It's not because we help brother so-and-so out with a ride. It's not because we help sister so-and-so out with a place to stay. It ain't because we help so-and-so go on grocery shop. That's not why God forgave us. That's not why God said we are sons and we are his daughters. We are his sons and daughters because he said so. It's not because of nothing. We were so good. We did so much good works. Cause, no. It's because he said we are. God sees the change. When other people want to bring up, girl, they used to be out there. Girl, now they talking about they a Christian girl. She talking about she a girl. She talking about she going to church. Girl, she ain't got her light white, girl. She the same one used to be over there. Oh, hoeing. And, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, because you don't owe no people around you no explanation. Because another thing it says, no prophet
gets honor in their own time. In their own time. No prophet gets no honor in their own time, our country. And you can just take yourself and put yourself in the prophet's place, because a prophet is not, it's just a person that talks to God. Is a person that communicates with God. No child, no son of God, no daughter of God is going to get any, he's not going to get, don't expect no respect, no honor in your own country, town, or city. Don't expect no people around you that knew you, what you used to do. Don't expect to get honor from them. Don't expect them to believe you, believe that you have changed. Don't expect them to believe you. Because some people can't just accept the change when people change. Just be. Just live. Just walk. They'll see one day. Just be. Just all you gotta do. Just be. Amen, amen. That was the end of Luke chapter 22. That was the end of chapter 22. Making good timing. Anybody who's listening, we have Bible study.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for that study done by First Lady Prevost on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just be. Hallelujah. That's what thus says the Lord. He said, just be. Be what he said you are. Don't worry about nobody else. Praise God. You just be. Hallelujah. What God said you are. Praise God. So true. A prophet gets no honor in his hometown. Hallelujah. Jesus' brother said they didn't even want to hear what he had to say. Go talk to your disciples about that. We don't want to hear about it. Don't expect somebody out there tonight. Hallelujah. You're looking for approval from your friends, from your family. Hallelujah. Praise God. People you done grew up in church with. Hallelujah. Amen. But you're not going to get no honor among them people, because them people think they know who you are. Hallelujah. They thought Jesus was a carpenter. Praise God. Hallelujah. They thought Jesus was Joseph's son. Hallelujah. They said, is this not Joseph's son? Well, to tell you the truth, no. Praise God. Hallelujah. This was not Joseph's son. But because they thank you, Joseph's son, they cannot see the God in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They can't see the God in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They can't see the change in you because they think they know who you are. Praise God on tonight. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah for that message. We thank God tonight for First Lady, that word. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line at this time. Do we have any testimonies or any prayer requests that are on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Any testimonies or prayer requests on the line on tonight?
Thank God.
Go ahead, Minister Maxine.
Okay. I just thank God and praise God for the word that came forth. Awesome, powerful word, because the word of God is powerful. And who he say you are, that's who you are. In spite of what people think, in spite of what they say, in spite of how they may label you, in spite of how they may talk about you or put you down, push you to the side, whatever it may be, you are who he say you are, but and it is by design, because it's already predestined before the foundation of the world. And there's nothing nobody can do to change it, because God has already laid out the blueprint. So I just thank God and praise God, you know. So all we need to do is adhere to his word. He said, watch and pray. And so many of us, you know, we want to sit around and talk and talk and talk. Just pray, pray. Because God said prayer is powerful, and prayer changes things. So I just thank God and praise God. for what came forth on tonight. I enjoyed it, and I was blessed by the word, as always. Amen. And pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise God for Minister Maxine on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. She said, pray for me. You know, I like to take those prayer requests straight to the throne. Praise
Amen.
God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, as humbly as we know how. First of all, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for grace, mercy, and forgiveness on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We come before you right now on behalf of our sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Evangelist Maxine on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. She just comes before the throne requesting prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. And you know, hallelujah, all things. You know, hallelujah, what she needs prayer for, Lord. Hallelujah. And we ask, Lord, that you give her her answer. Hallelujah. That we can see you manifest in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. The answer that she's praying for on today. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you right now because we know that it is so. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we believe it for our sister tonight. Hallelujah. And we claim it and we magnify you right now for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. And amen on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Evangelist Maxine on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything God is doing in her ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Got her going here and there, speaking words here and there to people. Praise God. Using her in a mighty way. Praise God. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God. Hallelujah. That God is going to, hallelujah, answer that prayer that she's been praying about. Hallelujah. Praise God. We believe God for it on tonight. We touch and agree with it. The Bible says when any two come together, touching and agreeing on anything, it says anything in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We believe that the Father's already done it tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we claim it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Do we have anybody else online tonight? Praise God with a testimony or a prayer request on tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Well, we just truly thank God, hallelujah, for everything that transpired on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for that word. Hallelujah from First Lady. Hallelujah. Prevost on tonight. Amen. A powerful message. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yeah, I just want to thank God and Lady Prevost for bringing the word of truth. You know, praise God for revelation because we don't know nothing if God don't reveal it to us. And so I just praise him for revealing all the truth that we need to know. You know, the word of God says that he has given everyone a measure of faith. And so we know that we have faith as much as a mustard seed what we can do. So what if we let our faith grow? But see, therefore we have no excuse because God has given us faith. We know that his word is true. You know, so when Jesus says unto the disciples or to anyone such and such a thing, we know it's going to come to pass, you know. And so we just trust him and we love him because he has told us. He said, you know, behold, I have told you. So therefore, we have no excuse. So it's on us if we want to get into the kingdom or not. I just love him for being truthful, a keeper of his word, and revealing to us the light, the truth, and the way. I just praise him, and I love him.
Amen. Amen. We thank God, hallelujah, tonight. Praise God for the watchman being on the line. Praise God. We thank God for you tonight, Pastor. the Smothers, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you being on the line. Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Maxine on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go back in our archives and see if we can find some more Bible studies we've done. And we've recorded, like I said, we've been doing this for some time now. Praise God. At least 4 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. We've been traveling with the Lord. Hallelujah. For a long, long, long time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God. Hallelujah. For everything he's done, everything he's doing. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who called in and tuned in on tonight. I've had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and pray out tonight with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for your word that you came and brought us, Lord. Hallelujah, to just be. Hallelujah, just be who you said we are. Hallelujah, child of the Most High God, a son of the Most High God, a daughter of the Most High God. I am not who people say I am. Hallelujah, I am who God says I am. Hallelujah, and I will just be exactly what he wants me to be. Hallelujah tonight. And we praise you tonight, Lord. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. And we'll see y'all on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Praise God on Care Broadcast Radio Network with Hallelujah Fellowship of Unity. So y'all tune in tomorrow night. Y'all have a blessed time in the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.